Okay, we haven't learned together in a while, Parsha, so let's get right into it. Today we're going to speak about the mystery of Orla. Okay, this is the fruit, presumably, that you can't eat, that grows on the tree, that you can't eat for 3 years. So I want to just read the text, ask some questions, discuss some approaches. That's the goal tonight. You begin, and we begin with a discussion in the Parsha. And Perek Yotes Pasuk Chaf Gimel, V'chisavo el haaretz, when you come to the land, unetatem kol eitz ma'achal, and you plant any food-bearing tree, right? V'aralten or laso es pirio shalosh shanim. It's an interesting verb. And you will make its you make its fruit orla for 3 years. I'm sorry. Arelim. For 3 years, it should be for you arelim. Lo ye'achel. It should not be eaten. So it has the word orla three times. Obviously, it's how would you translate orel, orla, from other contexts?
Covering.
What? Covering?
Right from the orla for the bris.
The bris, orla, or the foreskin, right? Orla uncircumcised or foreskin
Right.
or something, right? There's some connection seems to bris milah. As is three times this word, araltim or lasso or aralim. So 3 years you can't eat it because it's orla. Kodesh in the 4th year, its fruit should be holy, praises for God. Chamishis in the 5th year, tochluas pirio, you should eat the fruit. Losif lachem tibuaso to add to you, so to add to you, it's great. Ani Hashem Elokecha, Hashem your God. So it seems like if you do it right, then there'll be some benefit here. So I guess I want to sort of try to understand. I want to try to understand what is this all about here? What's this Orla? Why? What's the language of? I want to understand why we're forbidden to eat the fruit off the tree for the first 3 years. Why is it called Orla? And this, of course, is found in Parshas Kedoshim, right? You know, this is the Parsha which begins, Kedoshim to you, you should be holy. So I'm wondering how this is connected with the Parsha of Kedoshim. How is this Kedusha? How is this Kedusha? So any thoughts? Why would you not eat for 3 years? The fruit for 3 years. Any thoughts? Okay. Okay. Well, so we're going to give about four approaches. Okay. Well,
Maybe because when you there's like an anticipation by not being able to use the fruit. First of all, it's a recognition that it comes from Hashem, more of a recognition. And second of all, it's like an anticipation. There's more anticipation for it when you're waiting for those fruit to come.
We want you to really, really want these fruits. I mean, it's an interesting concept, you know. We want you, you know. You can't have it till you really, really want it. Okay.
Well, you appreciate it.
You appreciate it more. Okay, so specifically, I mean, it's interesting, right? In other words, we say that by fruit trees, yeah. Do we say? I guess you're saying that, like, you know, grain, it gets ruined quickly, so you can only do it by fruit trees, I guess.
It takes always a while for the fruit to grow.
Okay, right. So the fruit grows for a while anyway. So does it, right? So then, why do we have this rule anyway? Right.
Well, I think on the 4th year, you're supposed to give it netter revai, right? You don't eat it either.
Netter
So
revai.
that the first 3 years, it's not so great, I guess.
Ah, so maybe you're saying the first 3 years is not so great, the 4th year is good. Okay. So let's see. So we're going to see some of these reasons. So we're going to give again four different reasons. And then we're going to mention something, if you remember, that's connected to the fourth reason that actually Rabbi Tarrigan spoke about last Shabbos at the beginning of Shalosh Shuddos. The Ramban says the father. Ramban actually has three different approaches to what he says. We're just breaking them up. It's the same Ramban. This is in Perek Yutes Pasuk Chaf Gimel. And the first approach is all, he actually cites the Rav in the Mor Nevuchim, that's the Rambam. The Ramban says, V'Rav Nosan Gamba Tam B'Mor Nevuchim K'tamo B'Rova Mitzvos. He says, the Ramban says that the Rambam gave the reason for, like he does for many mitzvos, which is what? anti avodah zarah, right? Whatever you say, the Rambam gives a lot. Rambam says that a lot of the reasons for a lot of the mitzvos are related to avodah zarah. So he writes, ki ayu lachartumim velame chashvim bizmanahu mine kishuf. So apparently the magicians and the sorcerers in those days, they'd have a lot of magic. Yasu osam be'es netias ha'ilanos. They would do a lot of sorcery when they would plant the trees. V'yach shavu, and they would think, ki bahem yimaher ha'ilan lahotzi piryo kodem zmano hayadua b'minhago shalom. And apparently, in the biblical times, they believed that with certain sorcery, they can cause the fruit to grow quicker, to the trees to yield fruit quicker than natural. Uvavo yakrivo, where they would come, yakrivo sapri lifnei avodah zarah. She also be shma kishvu. So what would happen? They would do all this kind of sorcery, and then if in their belief the trees would go, the fruit would grow quicker, they would offer the fruit to avodah zarah to thank the particular god for causing the fruit to grow quicker. So therefore, this is it. Therefore, the tachach tzivsa haTorah beisra hapri haba kodem shalashadim, and that's why the Torah commanded regarding the prohibition of fruit that comes before 3 years, the completion of 3 years, shelo yavo laasos hamasim harmaim. They're not allowed to do these bad things. In other words, the Torah says basically you can't use witchcraft or sorcery to do these plantings. So some will say, oh, no one's going to know. I will secretly hire my LOS, my local Orthodox sorcerer, and he will help me cause the fruit to grow quicker and the tree to yield fruit quicker. So the Torah says, no, if it grows within the first 3 years, so then you can't eat it anyway. So there's no incentive for someone to do this kind of sorcery. Of course, the Rambam doesn't believe the sorcery works, but no one will be motivated to do this because in any case, the fruit is forbidden for the first 3 years. And he says, "Ki robe ha'ilinos yaviu peros b'shena harvis," and most trees they bring forth fruit in the fourth year. V'shenochluhu lifnei Hashem, we should eat it before God. The fruit of the fourth year we eat in Yerushalayim. Hefech achlam also lifnei avodah zarah. It's the opposite of eating them before their avodah zarah. So the Ramban, one approach of the Ramban, which is also what the Rambam says, that the goal of orla is connected to neta ravai. That it's all an anti-avodah zarah practice. It will discourage people from using witchcraft or sorcery to try to cause the fruit to grow quicker, because they're halachically not allowed to eat it anyway in the first 3 years, even if they try. And in the fourth year, to counter this practice that the idolaters had of giving their first fruit when they grew them quicker to God, to their avodah zarah, so we give the fourth fruit to God. So that's a pure anti avodah zarah. Why is it called orla? So maybe the nations are sort of uncircumcised nations, right? The nations are in a sense uncircumcised. So the nations are a bunch of arelim. Sometimes the non-Jewish population in biblical times were referred to as arelim. So you shouldn't engage in this practice of the arelim. Maybe that's why it's called orla. The Ramban gives a second reason. Again, it's not necessarily an order of the Ramban, but it's an order for our purposes. So the Ramban says, V'hiskir ha-kasuv atimus bipri haba b'soch shalosh shanim la'asro bahana'a. Torah mentions atimut. You know what atimut means? Closing. Closing of the fruit that comes in the first 3 years, to say you can't try benefit from it. V'lo yomar kein b'shari surahena. We don't find the language of atimut or orla being closed. We can see that's orla when it comes to other prohibitions of benefit. Ki biyad hapri b'tchila so yikare psicha. What happens to the fruit? It opens up. It begins to blossom. Right? When you think about the fruit beginning to grow, it's like opening the fruit. You see the flower opens up and there's a fruit. That's psicha. Like it says in Shir HaShirim, Pasach HaSmadar. And therefore the Torah says for 3 years it should be arelim, kilu aperos skurim. For 3 years the fruit should be closed. You should make it as if that there's no flower opening, no opening of the flower for the fruit to begin to grow. According to this explanation, there is nothing negative associated with the word orla. It's simply just reflecting the fact that the first 3 years the fruits are closed. They're aser bahana, and that's the language of aser bahana when it comes to fruit. It should be closed. What's the reason for this? So says the Ramban, L'chabeis Hashem, so what Judah said, L'chabeis Hashem me reishis kol tfuah seinu mi pri ha'etz utfuah sakera, that we want to honor God with the first of our produce from the fruit of the tree, and the what grows from the vineyard. V'lonocha mehem an chenavi kol pri shana chasin l'Hashem. We shouldn't eat, we're not allowed to eat the fruit until one whole year we bring it, all the fruit of 1 year, as praises to God as in Yerushalayim. V'ine eina pri b'soch shalosh shadim ra'ui l'hakrivo lifnei Hashem ha'nichbad. So if the goal is you want to bring the first fruit, you know, to God, right? You want to bring the fruit of the tree to God. So why wait until the 4th year? Why not say the fruit for the 1st year, the 2nd year, or the 3rd year for that matter, eat that in Yerushalayim? So it says, V'de'ena pri b'soch shalosh shanim ro'oi la'akriv l'fnei Hashem v'nichbar. Fruit the first 3 years, they're not fit to be brought before God. L'fishu mu'at, they're small, they're few. V'ena ilan nosim b'piryor tam or re'ach tov b'soch shalosh shanim. Generally speaking, the fruit in the first 3 years is not so good. The smell is not so good. The taste is not so good. V'rumios lo yusi aperos kal shan arviz. And most trees don't even bring forth fruit until the 4th year. Team lechulam, if we wait for all them, v'loni tomehem, and we shouldn't taste them. As should be minaneta shenit anu kol piyar rishon hatov kolosh lifnei Hashem, until we bring all the fruit from the first good crop, until we eat that before God, v'sham yochlu, and there we eat it in Yerushalayim. V'halalu Hashem Hashem, by doing that, by eating the first year of fruit in Yerushalayim, we are praising God's name. This is similar to the mitzvah of Bikurim, right? The first fruit bring to the Mikdash. So this similarly, the first year's fruit you're going to eat in Yerushalayim, and the first year typically when the fruit is good is when? In the 4th year. That's Netar Avai, and that's why the first 3 years you can't eat. So it's really a little backward, not really backwards, but the step one is Netar Avai. That has to go to God, and then everything else, and then you can't eat anything else before that. In other words, the first answer, the anti-Avodah Zarah answer, is no, the first 3 years, that's the real Isser. And then also, the 4th year, you also want to be anti-Avodah Zarah, so you bring that to God. This other approach the Rabban brings for the word Orla, which has a neutral connotation, is closed. The fruit's going to be closed, as it were. Can't eat it, Aser Bada. And it's really motivated by the fact that we only want you, number one, to eat fruit for yourself after you brought a year's worth of good fruit to God. And when is that? That's the 4th year. That's why the first 3 years should not be eaten. Okay? So that's the second approach. Third approach, also in the Ramban. And by the way, according to this approach, we understand, according to the first approach, why is this in Kedoshim? Because this makes us holy, it's anti-Avodah Zarah. According to this next approach, it fits in very well why Orla's in the Parsha of Kedoshim. After all, it's really the driving factor here is Netar Ravai, which is Kodesh Hilulim Lashem. So this whole halacha institution is driven by Netar Ravai, which is all about Kedusha. It's also about praising God with the first fruit. So it makes sense. That's in this Kedoshim Tiyu section. The Ramban has another answer. Answer number 3 within the Ramban. Says the Ramban, V'emes ha-davar, and the truth of the matter is, Ki ha-pri b'tchilas netiyas ha-ilanos. Fruit, in the beginning, the beginning of the planting of the trees, Rav ha-lechus, davek ma'od, I guess there's a lot of moisture sticks to it. Mazik laguf, ve'no tov lachla. It's not healthy. Okay, it harms the body and it's not good to eat. Kedag she'ein lo kaskeses, like a fish without scales. No, what kaskeses is, I'm sorry. Kaskeses is...
Scales,
right. So, ve'ha'amachalim ha'nesarim ba'torah heim ra'im gam laguf. The forbidden foods in Torah are also bad for the body. Now, this is actually a standard answer that the Rambam, one of the reasons Rambam gives for the laws of kashrus, he thinks it has health issues. And, you know, there's major debate about whether that's true. So there's a third theory the Rambam wants to say. The first 3 years, it's basically health benefits. First 3 years, the fruit is detrimental to our health, like the kashrus rules, according to some one approach. And maybe kedusha, why is it in kedoshim? You know what the word kedoshim means? It means separate. We separate from something bad. It's bad. It's bad for your health. Torah cares about our health as well. Okay, so we have first approach, orla is anti-avodah zarah. Second approach, driven by netta ravai. First, good fruit bring to God in Yerushalayim, therefore, and you can't eat before you do this, so therefore the first 3 years you can't eat. And the third approach, not healthy.
You separate the fruit.
Separate the fruit.
For the first 3 years, that's why it's separate, yeah. Kadosh.
Ah, so you say kadosh, simply separate.
And you don't eat it. You don't eat it.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with health. I mean, you know, it could be health.
You can say kadosh simply means to separate in general.
Rabbi, is it only for new trees or for any trees?
For new trees.
So what I'm following by the, then you have Shemitah, can't eat again, right?
Right.
Then you go with the eighth year, happens then?
No, you can eat.
Seventh year, I mean.
No, seventh year Shemitah. So
right, then what happens the eighth year?
You can eat, just the first 3 years.
There was just, Orla is only for new trees.
New trees, right.
So by eighth year, you can eat all the fruit you want.
By the fifth year, you can eat all the fruit you want. By year number five, you don't have to wait to number eight. It went to any.
Yeah, I'm talking about the second time around, though. You know,
There's no second time around. It's not a part. This is not a Shemitah cycle halacha. Okay, so the Rav Hirsch says, as another explanation, Rav Hirsch says, "Varaltem or laso." He says, "Kavarhu chachnu peiru sheinu lebreishis yedzayin." So, in Breishis Yedzayin, what happened there? That's where Avram was commanded to do a bris milah. So there, first tackles the definition of Arel. He says, "Shizomash motoshal musag Arel." What's Arel? Heyos meukav melhish tamesh badavar. Arel means usage that is limited. Arel is usage that is limited. Shehu bitchum shlitaso shel adam, that it is within the control of man. Okay, so Arel means that's with limiting restraint, that is within control of man. Ulam arel mevatei musag zeh b'shtei bechinot, but the word arel expresses this idea in two different fashions. Ha'adam karoy arel, man is called arel, imhu meukav milehishtamesh bedavar hanatun lemaruto, if he is withheld from using something that is given to his control. So lekach arel lev, arel ozen, arel svatayim. So he can't, that's given to, he should be ruling over, you know, his heart or his ear or his lips. But if you're an arel lev, he has limited use of his heart, he has limited use of his ear, he has limited use of his lips. He can't speak. He can't hear. He's not. Arelev means that, you know, his heart is the heart of stone. He's not, you know, he doesn't. He's not thinking, or he doesn't have emotion. Whatever the case is, v'kach gam hamatzav shituk amur, could be someone who's completely silent, completely limited in use. He arel, v'arel hu gam shem torah lechafetz. It could also describe something. The orla shem etz mechafetz. Orla is a name for an object. She'adam mu'ukav bilishtamesh bo kragil, where you have to be withholden from using it like normally. Okay, so now sometimes arel can mean, it can be descriptive, a heart that is arel, or you could say an object is arel, which means that you have limited use for it. Kach levavam harel, their hearts are harel. Hine orla oznam, their ears are harel. Vechein besar orla, so the flesh of his orla. She parshas mila. The pasuk shelado, in our pasuk, niskar orel b'shtei b'chinos elu. You have both aspects of orel. That's how you explain the grammar here. Yelachem arelim. It should be for you arelim. The fruit should be for you arelim. Ki apri umatzava eitz kriyum arla. Because the fruit and the status of the tree is called orla. Kol od ha-balim asurim nishtamish bem karagil. As long as the owners are not allowed to use it normally. Vadam hamukav milishtamish bahem karui arel. And the person who is withheld from using them is called an arel. Ve'yos ha-adam mukav muva yidei poel arel. And the person who cannot use it is expressed by the definition of arel. Nimsaze perush. Va'araltem. What does it mean, va'araltem? Tiyu mukavim nishtamish karagil. Means that you will be withheld from using it normally. Orla so b'meshek tkufa ha-mafkiyo samichla shimush. Araltem, you are withheld during its status when it cannot be used. Voso isurada lo yochul akala eitz. But it says, "Raltem orla so spirio." Only its fruits are limited from you. Shaloshim yelachem arelim for 3 years. It's arel. Nira barur sharelim hu tmurah shelachem. It is exchange of lachem. Apri ohaetz yeh yacholi teches lazeh lazeh. The fruit can either relate to this or to this. Apri ohaetz yelachem rak bioschem arelim. The fruit or the tree is yours only when you are arelim. Hove Omer, Hapri Oetz Yeshelachem, the fruit of the tree is yours, Vein Lacher Zchut Olav, and no one else has a right to it, Ach, so it's Lachem, it's yours, Ach Atem, to you, Arelim, B'yachas Elav, but you are Arelim with respect to the fruit, to you, Mu'ukavim Lishtamesh Bo, you are withheld from using it, Upiryo Lo Yechel, and you can't eat the fruit, the fruit cannot be eaten. So, Din Arlav, V'netar Vay Nismach Kan Din Shifchach Rufa, we didn't see, but there's a Shivcha Harufa. Shivcha Harufa is where someone designates his an Eved Ivri, Hebrew slave, to a Shivcha Kananis, and he's Mekadesh them, he sanctifies them. And then no one else is allowed to be with the Shivcha Harufa. And so he says the juxtaposition is actually for a reason. He says, and he says also, right before Orla, it's connected to the law of Kilayim. Ha'amur b'yetzer hamin, ha'miyutzag b'shifcha charufa, amur gam b'yetzer achila karavlo. What is said with the desire that one has to be with a woman, a shifcha charufa, is said also with the desire with food that is close to you. Gam bo yesh l'kayem es ha'ofi ha'musari shel adam shuflat b'din shatnez. So you have to fulfill the, I guess, ethical characteristics of the person as expressed in the law of Shatnez. Adam Yisrael Mamtim Shalosh Shanim. A Jew waits 3 years. Acharei Shenatal Lo Eitz Machal. After he plants a fruit tree. Shalosh Shanim Hu Nimna Milenos Minapri. For 3 years he's withheld from the fruit. Hu Mevater Klapei Hashem Alzchus Baluto. And he withholds... He's mevater. He sort of gives up his rights by God on his ownership. Hitnazrut zo margila oto bishlita atzmit. Ah, so here's the point. Withholding gets him used to this self-restraint. Shehi atnai lemusariyut hana, which is a condition to a kind of ethical benefit. Nitiya, I guess it's Gemara and Bea, which said nitiya mekate raglehon dik. So the planting sort of cuts off the feet of the butchers and the people who have relations with nidos. So what does that mean? So he says that if you orla veneta ravai melamdin osoli shtachver mi chavle raava tanut behemet. Orla and Eteravai teach you to free you from the shackles of animalistic, famine. Vulazakot bechirot musarit, and to choose and to be zocha to merit in ethical choices. Kigam bishas hana aso hachushanit, because also the time when you actually can benefit, who yiskor as Hashem v'yavdenu b'simcha, you'll remember God and you'll serve Him with happiness. V'nimsa, and it will emerge. Kigam be'etzem hanato hachushanit, and when you are benefiting, harehu karov l'Hashem, you're close to God. V'ra'oi l'shem adam, and you're fit. And you're fit for the name of man, because right, you're not going to be animalistic, but you're going to be like an Adam. According to this approach, the goal of Orla is self-control, is restraint. Orel refers to something that is whose use is limited. What's kedushim? What's kedushim to you? Kedushim to you is to conquer our desire and limiting ourselves. Why do we do that? We conquer our desires so that we can focus and serve Hashem. It's very hard to both, you know, be so involved in our desires and we don't think about Hashem. We control ourselves. We think about higher goals, meaning, purpose, and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Self-control, says Rav Hirsch, is the key to... Oh, and actually Rav Hirsch here in Parshas Bein Karsh Kedoshim, he writes... Last source, Kedusha Niknes. Kedusha is acquired, the Shlita Bachola Kochos Vakishronos. It by basically controlling all of your strengths and your capabilities, Chol Giruyim, Vahanitios, Akshum La'ela, and all of your, you know, inclinations for this, Lios Muchan, Mzum Lasos, Esritzon Hashem. Kedusha is self control, and then that will lead to serving Hashem. When the fruit is permitted, see, if you control yourself, and then you restrain yourself, and then you lead an ethical life, you attain moral perfection, and when the fruit is permitted, you'll recognize that Hashem is the master of all, and we can achieve that through restraint. Restraint will lead to this recognition, and this is connected to the Shivcha Charufa. It's also an urge that, you know, it's your maidservant. So, but you designate her to another Eved, so you might, you know, you have the, oh, I want to, someone wants to have relations with the Shiv Harufa, someone who's close to you, so easy, no. Self-control. So it's connected to these urges of being self-control. Teach you about self-control. So the four different approaches are, number one, the Orla is about distancing from Varazara. Orla is about really netaravai. The goal is that we want to give the first good fruit to God in the fourth year. Before that, therefore you can't use it. Maybe health benefits, and it also teaches you to have, it's also an exercise in self-control. This Rabbi Terrigan gave a different spin on this self-control. See, self-control, you can look at self-control, you can look at separating and self-control as something that we have to practice. We have to practice self-control. If you remember that when he compared this to, let's say, Bris Milah, that he said that Bris Milah, you know, 7 days, and then it's only on the eighth day, it's, you know, the child's part of Klal Yisrael. Then you have to wait, and then on the eighth day, then you can do this action, and through this action, the child, the boy, is part of Klal Yisrael. Or like you simply wait, and then you, it's permitted to you. So what he said was, he said that sometimes it's about self-control, but it's not about, okay, you have to hold yourself back, but it teaches you the value. At times, you have to engage in a behavior to enjoy the benefits. That's like Bris Milah, you have to engage in a behavior. And sometimes you just have to wait. Sometimes you have to wait the passage of time before you enjoy whatever you want to achieve. Things take time. So this idea of self-control, I think it can work in two ways. On the one hand, it can work as, it helps you discipline yourself, and when you're disciplined, you're less, you train yourself to focus on higher values, intellectual, spiritual values, as opposed to animalistic values. When we think about our animalistic values, our drives, our urges, then we're less focused on God. And Rabbi Terrigan's focus is a little different than Rav Hirsch, also the idea of controlling, but the idea that sometimes you have to wait for something good, and it's a very important message for us in life. Okay. That's it. That's all I have. So everyone have a... Yeah.